Miss Giddy Up for years and years and years, but it's nice to be on Miss Rachel's show here. The Back to the Time Tunnel, I believe?
No, so it's actually not on the schedule because I changed my title for the summer. So right now, my show for the summer has been Summer Brunch Tunes because I'm kind of just like coming in here and having fun doing whatever I want. But during the year, my show has been Welcome to the Time Machine, which I do with my partner.
Welcome to the Time Machine.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
Yeah, a play from the Pink Floyd song, Welcome to the Machine.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes, I get you. Well, we don't need to do any brunch songs.
No.
Unless it's a Led Zeppelin brunch, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Nice. And I am old school Laureen, the co-host of the Giddy Up Show. Hello, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Hola.
Yes.
Hi. Well, great to have you guys here.
Thank you.
And I'll be staying for the Giddy Up, which is from 3 to 5. So
That's right.
You have us for 3 hours. I hope you enjoy.
Woohoo!
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. They played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang screwed up eyes and screw down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Time jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass, he was the Nas with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy could he play guitar.
Night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? eyes. A fantabulous night to make a romance. Near the cover of October skies. Now the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. In all the night. Magic seems to whisper and hush.
Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say.
So, kicking off our set with Stevie Wonder with Higher Ground, David Bowie with Ziggy Stardust, Van Morrison with Moondance, The Rolling Stones with Brown Sugar, and The Doors with Love Her Madly.
What a mix.
Great selection. Great.
Absolutely. So, Miss Rach, am I interviewing you or are you going to interview us?
Okay, well, we can do a little bit of both. Right. So, you guys have obviously been around here longer than me.
Been around the block and then some, been back.
We were just talking about that for a bit. So, I'm 19 years old. Have you been here for 19 years?
I may look it, but no, not quite. Okay. Almost.
Okay. Because you originally said, oh, probably longer than you were born.
I would say, of course, this is true. You can't take everything I say very seriously.
Yeah.
No, but you'll know when I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. Yeah.
Sarcasm.
No, I haven't been there that long, but I have been DJing well over 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. I'm 19, huh?
Yeah.
And listen to the music she's playing. She was definitely brought up correctly.
I'm impressed.
You know, she don't have her pants down below her butt.
No.
You know what I mean? She's not, you know,
no.
Crossing, talking with her hands, you know, giving gang signs at us.
No. No, she's getting right in there with the old school rock and roll, and I'm loving it.
I'm loving it, too.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure my dad likes to hear that. He's my loyal listener.
So, is he listening?
Dad.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Pops?
Cool.
Hey, you brought your daughter up correctly with this music. Wasn't he on your show? Did you say that?
Yeah,
I think I heard you.
He visited me 2 weeks ago, and we came on a Saturday. There was an open slot, and we did a show.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Did you guys gab, or did he just?
Not really. It was more just like the experience of being like
sure,
in the studio and stuff.
I'm sure he was like kind of blown away, right?
Yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah,
first time anybody comes up here.
Especially since like everything has changed so much since he was in college, and like everything was vinyl, and you know.
Well, you can still do vinyl.
Yeah, but like the way I'm doing it is much more simplified for sure.
When I started DJing, believe it or not, I used to carry around crates, the milk crates of vinyl of all. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I hate to. I'm really showing my age now.
Well, is that why you jacked?
Yeah.
Part of the reason.
It's from carrying records around.
All right. Mm-hmm.
See? Now all the DJs are little skinny guys.
Yeah,
they bring their iPod. Plug it in.
They don't look like you, Polly, trust me.
Yeah. So, wait till I get on that side, Rach.
Oh,
I'm
going to
drag things out of you.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be crying like you're on a therapy coach.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, we'll see how that goes.
Well, I'm enjoying being... part of the show.
Fun.
This is very cool. You know, I don't even think it's ever been done on MFO. Although I, you know, could be wrong, but I thought it was a cool idea. You've been great since we've been back to back. That's only been a month and a half or so, probably.
Yeah, not that long.
And I just have the. I'm an idea guy. That's what I always popping on my head. Some of them should stay, but this was a good one. I believe.
Yeah. Definitely.
Are you saying that? We're making history today? Or
yes.
Is that what it is?
We're making Medford history.
Write that down.
Okay. Well, you have the notebook.
Frankie and Bergamo, our buddy, would be very, very proud of us.
Yes.
I made Medford history with him. A couple years ago. I'll get into that on our side of the show.
All right.
As I start rambling when Miss Rach has some music she wants to play and shut me up. Mm-hmm. So... And it just, is your part of the show.
And just so the listeners know, she is adorable.
Absolutely.
Isn't she cute? Look at her.
Yes, but, you know, that's not part of the show. I mean, don't embarrass her, you know.
Well, yeah, I can't help it.
But she is very, very adorable.
She is.
And I'm glad she's, you know, has a great sense of music.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big part of life. Music is life. Life is music.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, by the way, kids, if you're interested, it is 85 degrees here in Medford.
Mm.
So,
yeah, it feels a bit warmer than that from when I was outside.
Agree with you. It was probably, it's 85. I'm going to say it was probably about 91 on the SWAS meter. Yes, so look at her face.
I'm not going to complain. I love the heat. The hotter, the better.
Yeah.
Some like it hot.
Mm-hmm.
Some and I'm one of
hot.
Them. Yes,
I'm cold as ice, as Farina says. Yes,
but the warm hot though.
I absolutely agree with you there. Thank you, and so don't you,
Rachel?
Yeah, I like. I don't know. Warm heart sounds good.
So play some heart. Yes,
yeah.
We'll play some heart. I'll definitely gonna play some heart. I'm not trying to tell her what to play by any means. She's playing great music.
Oh yeah, I love it.
And this is probably the most talk that's ever been on our show.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to take it over.
No, it's fine. Well, during the year, like when my friends are here, there's a bit more talking.
Like, yes.
Yeah. Most of them.
A bunch of girls together. All giddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And definitely like be like, okay, this is what you can say. This is what you can't say. Like I'm turning the microphone on now. Like everyone be quiet.
Yeah. Well, don't get afraid when I'm over there because I really, really push the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking on the edge the whole time. So.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I know what I'm doing, but...
Mm-hmm. He's preparing,
a lot of people will go, oh my God, did he just say that?
Yeah.
It's different to be on air with other, like, DJs, for sure.
Oh, without a doubt, right. You don't have to worry about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, there's no drop button over there. You can just...
Yeah.
And there's... yes. There isn't. Yeah. And there's no time delay, so...
No.
What you
live
say goes
That's
live.
It. Yep.
That's
no
right.
No erasing it. Nope.
Not at all. It's there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways.
Okay, well, we will definitely be back, but for now, some more music.
Yay!
All right.
So we just had
Getting busted.
Sirens. Led Zeppelin with Houses of the Holy and Greta Van Fleet with Highway Tune, which was, in fact, a request from my dad, but has some more story to go with it.
Yes, I was going to play that in my set, you know, but that's good on our show because Laureen's brother? Or
no, my friend Greg just saw them last night at the House of Blues.
House of Blues wanted to hear that song, Safari, and I was going to play it, but hey, she played it, and that's why I called the police on her.
They're on the way up, banging at the door, yeah.
So anyways, yeah, and they're playing also again tonight at the House of Blues. So, but they are sold out, so the only way you can win is to stay tuned, and we'll be giving away tickets here on the show. I'm just kidding.
I wish.
Wow, did you see the look on our face? We were like, really?
Whoa. No, such luck.
Cool.
But you can get a scalper, I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyways, yes. So that's a Greta Van Fleet story. Except they did an interview with them. I can't remember the lead singer's name. So they were like, oh, so obviously Led Zeppelin was a big influence on you guys. And he just played this card, which I kind of didn't dig. But he was like, no, actually, I don't even think we ever even listened to any Led Zeppelin. I'm like, come
what?
On, dude. Really? I mean, you sound exactly
yeah,
like
come
the
on.
whole thing.
The whole
yeah.
set, yeah. And they're youngsters, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's new, yeah.
But hey, as long as they keep playing music like that,
yeah, that's
we'll keep listening, even though he's in denial. He's in Robert Plant denial.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
what else?
Yeah.
That's our story. Mm-hmm. We're sticking to it.
So, yeah, that would be neat. I didn't know they were playing. I would have looked into seeing them, but another time.
Next time around.
Yeah.
Yeah, then it'll be harder because they won't be playing the House of Blues.
Yeah,
no,
that's true.
Be playing a bigger venue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe Fenway across the street.
Oh, you never know if they're that good. I'm going to have to start listening to them more.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so that's definitely something to look into, and we have some more music.
Giddy up. Oh, giddy. That's next.
Oh, no,
never mind.
Habit.
Not quite.
Habit.
Yeah.
softly spoken magic spell.
Thinking of taking up a new sport? It's a step in the right direction. But before you hit the playing field, be sure to exercise a little common sense. Take bullfighting, for instance. One misstep there, and chances are, it might just leave a mark. Fortunately, for the less dramatic sports, there are plenty of things you can do to lessen your chance of being injured. For instance, don't be just a weekend warrior. In addition to playing your sport, make sure you include a simple exercise program during the rest of the week. Stretching for flexibility, resistance training for strength, and cardio sessions for endurance. For more specific tips on preventing sports injuries, visit AAOS.org. That's AAOS.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who remind you to get up, get out, and get moving. Or for you matadors out there, keep your eye.
See if you can spot this one.
Yeah. What will you do when you get lonely? No one waiting by your side. You've been running, hiding much too long. You know it's just your foolish plan.
Nearing the end of my hour, you've been listening to Red Hot Chili Peppers with Under the Bridge, Pink Floyd with Time, The Black Keys with Everlasting Light, and Eric Clapton with Layla. My last song will be Walk This Way by Aerosmith, and then I'll be sticking around, but we'll be turning over to the Giddy Up.
All right.
Okay.
So, great show, Rach.
Thank you.
Excellent.
It's been great having you guys.
I'll be walking to the time tunnel.
Mm-hmm.